You're listening to Destiny Podcast. Live your call, fulfill your destiny.
Welcome to our online Sunday service. And my name is Aline, and I'm one of the leaders here in Destiny Church. And in behalf of our pastors, Pastor Leo Carlo Panlilio and Pastor Shaline Panlilio, we want to welcome everyone. And especially if this is your first time to join our service, we want to welcome you. In fact, we want to know you more, and we want to give you our personal welcome. So if this is your first time, we would like to invite you to our virtual welcome center. So all you have to do is type in first in the comment section, and one of our leaders will get in touch with you. And also, we want to pray for you, and we want to send you a gift. Okay? So I am very privileged to be the one to share the word this afternoon. And we started this series a weeks back, which is an Unshakable series, wherein we study the word of God, of how faith and hope are the things that are unshakable in everything that we go through. But for this afternoon, we're going to talk about something that is unshakable, and that is God's love. Okay, my message this afternoon is entitled "Rediscovering the Unshakable Love of God." God's unshakable love. Okay, so before we continue, can I invite everyone to pray? Let's pray. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for this afternoon, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that today, Lord, we will know, we will encounter, and we will rediscover your love, Lord God. I pray, O God, Lord, that wherever we are right now in our homes, Lord, even sa mga nasa work, Lord God, we pray, Lord, that each one of us will meet you today. We'll meet you in a very special way, that we will really experience you, hear you, Lord, that we will not only know how much you love us, but we will also feel and experience it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, tonight we just welcome your presence. We welcome your move, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask, oh God, that you will surpass all the preparations I did, and you will be the one to speak and to minister to each one of us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay? So, ayan. So, lately po, I've been watching this Netflix show, pero actually meron din siya sa YouTube, that is, Somebody Feed Phil. So, there's this guy who's just traveling around the world and eating. And I love it because I really love to travel, One of the things that I really, really love to do is traveling. And watching travel shows, since ngayon, di ba, parang bawal tayo magbakasyon, we cannot travel much. So whenever I watch that show, it gives me a sense of parang it brings back the feeling of being to a feeling of that experience whenever I travel. Siguro makaka-relate yung mga mahihilig dyan, yung mga mga layas, ayan. Yun. Or maybe not traveling, pero yung when you eat something, like kunyari I eat satay or pad thai, parang pag meron akong tinikman na nakain ko dati during one of my travels, parang it brings me back. Or ewan ko kung meron sa inyo na ganito, when you smell something, Ako very ako sa smell, my husband knows that, pag meron akong naaamoy, And then naamoy ko na siya before, yung parang doon nakalink yung memory ko. Tapos it will really brings me back to that place. Tas vivid talaga yung pictures, no? Kunyari, an air freshener from a lobby ng isang building or isang hotel. Tas pag naamoy ko siya, it will, kahit years back, it will take me back, no? Talagang, and then I will, it's like I will re-experience that because of that, that thing. And yon, so it gives you, no, going back to yung at sa traveling, it gives you some sort of momentary pleasure, no, just revisiting it, no, especially this time, no, that we are asked just to stay home, right? But you know what, more than traveling or vacationing, no, there is something that more important, more significant, and talagang mas ano ba yon, sobrang importante, that we need to revisit and remember over and over again, especially this time of pandemic, no, this time of economic crisis, this time of ano, global crisis, social crisis, no, lahat na ng crisis nagsabay-sabay na, no. All the more, this is the time that we need to revisit something. And that is our experience of God's love. Amen. And you know, yesterday, I joined the SOD youth, no, and they started the True Life Retreat. So it's every 3 p.m. Every Saturday, no, so inviting everyone to join, and especially the youth. So and the first session is about the Father's love, no, and it's really amazing. And there was this question, no, during the panel processing, or I think it's in the middle, when Pastor Carlo invited the panel, and then tinanong niya, and it's, you know, the Father's love, kasi it talks about the parable of the prodigal son. And I'm sure most of us are familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. Yun yata yung pinaka-famous, di ba? Wherein there's this son, no, who left, nagpariwara siya, alam mo yun, nilustay niya yung buhay niya until nagkaroon ng famine, and then naghirap siya, no, hanggang sa kinakain niya mga pagkain ng baboy, and then suddenly, no, he decided to go back to the father and to his just to be a servant, to be a slave, and to his surprise, no, the father accepted him. Okay, so Kuya Carlo asked this question: what do you think made the lost son come home? No, so there were a lot of good answers, no, from the panel. Pero ito yung minention niya, na could it be that what made the lost son come home is when he was reminded of the father, of his experience with the father, no, during the time nang hindi pa siya umaalis, no, he was reminded of the love of the father, and then he came into his senses and he started to journey back home. No, we can look at that, no, on that verse in Luke 15 verse 17. Okay, let's read. Sabi doon, but when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? Okay, verse 18. Ay, hindi na pala. Sorry. Okay, so parang yun, he came into his senses. Nasabi niya, parang mas okay yata dun sa father, no? And doon nagkaroon siya ng memory about what it is like to be in the father's house. And then, yun nga, nag-decided siya na, I will go back, even just as a slave, no? And I will say sorry to my father, no? So ganun yung nangyari sa kanya. But to his surprise, no, when he was on his way back home, the father, diba, ran towards him and embraced him. So he was overwhelmed with such great affirming and unconditional love. The kind of love that, and yun nga eh, parang sobrang binuhusan siya ng love ng father. And you know what? You know, that is the kind of love that is awaiting for us every single day. No? Whether we are prodigals or not. No? And pero, di ba sabi, all of us are, you know, in some way or another has been prodigals. But you know what? That kind of love that the Father gave to the Son, that kind of love is always available for us each and every day. That overwhelming love, no, that affectionate love, that affirming love, that securing and assuring love, that is always available for us and awaiting for us. And as we go through this season, no, this difficult season, iba-iba yung pinapagdaanan natin, but I'm sure all of us, you know, are going through this crisis. And all the more that we need to experience that love, no? That love, because God's love is present and it is real, no? It's not just some info na, okay, God loves you. No, of course, it's important that we know that God loves us, but it's also very important that we experience the realness of that love. Amen. Because God's love is it's not just FYI. No, God's love is real. It can be seen. It can be tasted. No, it can be experienced. It is tangible. Amen. You know, maybe at some point of this crisis, we have felt lost or numb or I don't know, no? Hindi mo na ma-describe kung ano yung nararamdaman mo, no? In some days are better, some days are worse. You know, but we all need that reminder of that love, no? That kind of love, no? The Father's love. And we need a fresh experience. I think more than ever in our life, this is the time where we need that fresh experience again of the Father's love. Amen. It's that kind of love that is so real. Alam mo yon that no one can, yung so real yung experience mo that you know that God loves you and you felt it and you experience it. And it is so real that no one, when you experience that, no one can convince you otherwise that God doesn't love you. And we need that. We need to experience that over and over and over again. Amen. And, you know, the love of God is ought to be known. We have to know the truth. We need to know the Word of God. The love of God is ought to be known and renowned. And we keep on renewing our mind. And the love of God is ought to be experienced. More than ever this time, we are to be immersed in that love. Amen. Okay, so I was just want to share to you three things, no, of what we need to rediscover, what we need to be reminded again, you know. This is just three things, but there is more. I think, no, kulang ang year na series, no, just to talk about God's love. I believe that we can never exhaust it, no, this topic of God's love. It can never be exhausted. But no, just for today, I believe God, you know, God has impressed me just to share these three things. And so we are to rediscover, you know. First is that we need to rediscover that His love is inseparable. His love is inseparable. In Romans 8:31-39, medyo mahaba to, but let's read together. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is He who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Wow, that is so powerful, right? And you know, just by reading that, I can already drop this mic and go home. But, you know, we have to really, you know, have to understand how inseparable God's love is. You know what? Especially, you know, when we are going through something, it's so easy that the enemy will attack us and bring thoughts, you know, put thoughts in our mind, bring lies in our mind about God's love, and we need to break it. No, a few weeks back, Pastor Shalino shared about you know, sa women, and I think sa youth also, yung ayun, warrior, where is your armor? And then she talked about how we are to put on our armor and weapons, no, especially this time of crisis, to break what? No, to break the lies of the enemy. Amen. And that is also what we need to do. And so, what are the lies that the enemy has been placing in our minds, no? Especially now, no, talagang binobombard tayo ng kung ano-anong thoughts, no? No, so what is the lie of the enemy? First is that God condemns us. You know, we are suffering right now because God is condemning us, and that is a lie. Because what does the truth say? Actually, in Romans 8 verse 1, sabi doon, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No, very clear, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And also, no, sa binasa natin, verse 31 to 33, okay, I like the TPT translation, no? Noong verse 31 to 34, no? Can we read that? Okay. Okay, sabi doon, so what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his Son. And since God freely offered him up as the sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued his final verdict over them, not guilty. Who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the Anointed One. For he gave his life for us, and even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. So how could he possibly condemn us since he is continually praying for our triumph? Amen. So that is so amazing. No, God is not condemning us. God is not punishing us. No, but God is, you know, Jesus is interceding for us, for our triumph. Amen? Amen. Ano pa yung mga lies, no, that the enemy has been throwing to us? Another, you know, thoughts, no, that could be running in our mind during this crisis is that our circumstances separate us from God's love. No, God is far. That's why, you know, we are going through these problems and these trials. Pero hindi eh, di ba? Yung binasa natin kanina, no, sa verse 35, di ba? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Christ, will tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. So dito, si Apostle Paul, inano pa niya, in-enumerate pa niya. No? I believe this is not, you know, an exhaustive list. But it is parang ini-illustrate niya, no, na ano yung mga possible circumstances na magkaroon tayo that would, you know, cause us to feel and accept that God is separated from us. Okay? Ano ba yung mga yon, no? So let's list it down, no. First is tribulation, no. What is tribulation? No, tribulation is severe trial or suffering. Okay? Distress is great pain, anxiety, and mental suffering. No? Ano ba? Check? No? So, checklist ba to? Number one, check. Severe trial and suffering. No? Okay, check. Distress. No? Great pain, anxiety, and mental suffering. Ayan, may katinuan pa po ba tayo sa mga pinapagdaanan natin? Check, okay? Persecution. No, this persecution when you are being hindered because of your race, your religion, no, your ethnicity. Okay? Or there's social injustice. Nako, check, no, hot topic. Famine. No, marami pong nagugutom ngayon. Check. Nakedness, no? Ano naman itong nakedness? Hindi naman literally, no? Nahubad ka, no? But it is being stripped out of things. No? Stripped out of pleasures. Stripped up of your, alam mo yon, yung mga nakagisnan mo. Stripped up of your comforts. Right? And also, nakedness is about being exposed, no? Ngayon pong panahon na ito, marami pong na-expose. Kasi, diba? Lagi mong kasama yung pamilya mo. Diba? So, lagi kayo nagkikita, lagi kayo nag-uusap. Diba? Kahit nagtatrabaho ka, kasama mo sila. Diba? So, ang daming na-expose, no? Kahapon lang po kami na asawa ko, may masinsinang po kami pag-uusap sa mga na-expose dahil nagtatrabaho kami sa bahay, no? na parang na-expose namin. Bakit parang na-o-offend na namin yung isa't isa? Kasi pag may tinatrabaho, hindi pinapansin yung isa't isa. Parang nagkaka-offendan kami. So we really need to process that, no? Na ganito po kasi ako ganito ako mag-work, honey. So I need to, so we had, I don't know, mahabang proseso. Pagpaproseso, no? But praise God, no? And it God used that so that we will be able to process a lot of things, not just that particular thing, no, but a lot of things that we're going through. And ayun, peril. Ano yung peril? Exposure to injury, loss or destruction, a grave risk, no? And that is like so real right now, no? Pag lumabas ka, feeling mo may peril, no? Parang feeling mo you are at risk, no? Feeling mo kulang yung mask mo. Kailangan ba akong mag-gloves? Kailangan ba ako ng face shield? Ano bang kailangan gears ang meron ako para malesan yung risk ko? Okay? And sword, no? So sword, wala naman tayong literal sword, pero yun, sabi nga nila, this pandemic is an invisible war. No, you cannot see your enemy. Right? So, but still, sabi dun sa binasa natin, the circumstances, no, it's not gonna separate us from God's love. Amen? And tapos inenumerate pa ulit ni Paul further, no? So what is the another lie? Sabi dun, that there are things more powerful, no? There are powers stronger than us and beyond us, no? That will separate us from God's love, no? Pero the truth, no? Dun sa binasa natin, no? In, I think it's in verse 38 to 39. So inenumerate ulit ni Paul, no? Not this is not ito lang pag walang nagfall dito. Hindi, it's just an illustration, no? What are those powers that could be? Pero actually may mga catch all siya dito. Sabi niya doon, death, life, no? This is the strongest power in the universe, 'di ba? angels, no? No, angels are good, right? But even if they're good, they're not powerful to separate us from the love of God. Amen? Principalities, no? No, itong matindi to, principality, do? Parang, yung napipicture ko dito, parang kasing laki ni King Kong, principality sa Quezon City, ganyan. Pero sabi, hindi. No, whatever evil that is, it's not powerful enough to separate us from the love of God. Amen? Tapos sabi dito, things present. To present. Kung ano mang present, present. Whatever present, whatever crisis there is, it's not powerful enough to separate us from the love of God and things to come. The future, no? The future will not separate us from the love of God. Tapos meron dun dito powers. Catch all na, lahat ng powers. And height and depth, nor any other created thing. Amen. Can separate us from the love of God. Amen. No, and another lie, you know, that's been the enemy has been trying to replay, you know, and to plant in our mind is that we are not strong enough to conquer this crisis. Yes, by ourselves, maybe we are not strong enough, but the word of God says in verse 37 that we overwhelmingly conquer through Christ who loves us. We will not just conquer na, oh, we survive, we will go through this alive, no? But sabi dito, we overwhelmingly conquer. We will overwhelmingly conquer through what? Through Christ, who loves us. His love, amen, is gonna make us overwhelmingly conquer this, whatever that each one of us is going through. Amen. Amen. So, God's love for us, it's inseparable. God's love is inseparable. Amen. Okay, and number two that we need to rediscover and be reminded of is that His love can cast out any fear. Amen. No, so ngayon, ang daming fear. No, siguro ngayon, mas ramdam natin yung fear, di ba? Yung worry mo nga lang pag nag-grocery ka eh, di ba? Hindi mo maisipan na parang, ano ba tong mga pinamili ko, tong latang to? Iya, alcohol ko ba to o hindi? No, so, yun. And there's so many fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, no, sa mga trabaho, diba? Lalo kong binuhusan ng mas maraming trabaho dahil work from home. Tapos parang natakot ka, kaya ko ba to? Baka mag-fail ako. Okay? Fear of being alone, no? Fear, so many fears, no? Fear of ano, makakapag-asawa pa ba ako? Hindi ako makalabas, no? I cannot meet new people. Paano yun? Naisip ko lang. But whatever, if you have that fear, no? His love can cast out that fear. Okay, so let's read 1 John 4, verse 18. Sabi doon, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. No, ang ganda, perfect love cast out fear. Could it be that fear is present in us because we are already in shortage of that experience of the perfect love of God? Could it be? No, na kaya parang no na ano na tayo, nag-roller coaster na tayo, takot, fear, sometimes hindi, sometimes matinding fear, is because we are already no depriving ourselves of that experience of God's love, that perfect love, that revelation of God's love. Amen. You know, I have a testimony. So kahapon, no, just to confess to you guys that I'm really having a hard time kasi parang I signed up for to speak today, I think last week. And I told Pastor Jill, because she asked me that, oh yeah, I think I have a word that I prepared weeks back, and maybe I can use that. So ganun. And then this week has been really, so parang yon yung week na to, or before this week, biglang tumindi yung mga pinapagdaanan ko, no, sa work. And this week has been specially very, very hectic and stressful for me. At tapos yung husband ko, he is also so busy. As in, from very early hanggang sa gabi, na talagang calls, no? We eat in front of our laptops. And hindi na kami nagsasabay kumain, di ba? Tapos, yun. Tapos, pagpikit mo sa paghiga mo, pikit mo, tulog ka talaga. Tapos I was even thought of maybe someone else could preach. So I messaged Pastor Carlo. Pastor Carlo, would you like to preach at 1 p.m.? No, I have another preaching. Okay po. Tapos I asked Ate Sha na, kasi there was supposed to be another pastor who I think want to preach this Sunday. Ate Sha, will pastor ano preach this Sunday? Sabi niya, ano, hindi matutuloy. Okay po. Kasi ko, wala. I even asked Ben, oh Ben, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi hindi siya pwede. Tapos, and then yesterday, I felt that my condition wasn't, no, that I'm not in the condition to preach. Tapos parang, and then I prayed to the Lord. And actually, sabi ni Ate Sha, tinuruan kami ni Ate Sha to start always with a blank paper. Tapos ang tagal-tagal ko nang nakatitig doon sa blank paper na yon. Wala akong maumpisahan. Tapos hanggang sa sinabi ko na kay Lord, to Lord, sobrang nagsastruggle ako. Sure ka ba? Sure ka ba gusto mo akong mag-preaching bukas? No, parang, dude, you know my condition. I told him. And I was praying. And then, if you really want to, then okay. Sabi ko, Lord, if you really want to, okay, then, you know, give me something. But if you really, if you feel that, or if you think, Lord, na I'm not in the condition, but please get somebody else. Nag-negotiate na ako. And so I was just there, and then, hanggang sa sinabi ko na, Lord, nasa-struggle na talaga ako. I was just still. I was just praying. And then the Lord reminded me of the morning. Kasi, eto may another confession na naman ako. Huwag niyo po akong gayahin, ha. Kasi nagising po kami for prayer meeting. So, we nag-alarm every morning. So, nung nagising ako, yung nag-alarm, nagising naman ako. And then, tumayo ako. Tapos, nag-pray ako. Sabi ko, Lord, pagod na pagod ako. Sabi ko, I'm really tired. I really need you. I really need you. So, I was just praying. I think we were just waiting or nag-worship na or something in the start. So when I was praying, Lord, I need you. Tas na parang nagkaroon lang ako ng image that I laid at the chest of God, no? Pero actually unan yun. And then I felt peace and then I slept. Tapos nagising ako panel na, nagbe-pray na. Tapos nung nagising ako, I went out to the balcony para hindi ako makatulog ulit. So, and when I was nung nagpe-pray ako nung afternoon kahapon, the Lord reminded me of that. And I said, Lord, I am hungry for that. I am hungry for that experience of, you know, feeling. Tas na-remind ako noong pag Destiny weekend kasi merong ano, meron yung Father's Embrace. I go, Lord, I need that. And you know what? While I was praying, you know, suddenly just the Lord's, I felt the Lord's presence. I just felt His love. Suddenly, parang may bumuhos sa akin. I felt this rush inside of me and I was just overwhelmed, you know, of that God loves me, that God approves of me, that He is there, you know. So sobra lang yung experience ko that, you know, I felt all my worries, anxieties, and fears flee away. Just like that. And then while praying, suddenly doon ako nagkakaroon ng mga thoughts of what maybe this is what I want to share. And then suddenly the Lord reminded me, do you know that it's the Father's love at SOD Youth? Ayaw nga pala, sabi ko ganun. So I stopped, you know, my prep, yung preparation ko, and then I joined the Youth Connect. No, and to sobra rin, no, when Pastor Carlos shared, you know, about the Father's love, parang wow, that's it. No, this is what I need and this is what everybody needs. Amen. So we'll just let that that love, no, that experience of God's love transform us. I think this morning Pastor Boot shared about it, how God's love can transform us. You know, that experience of love, that real experience of God's love, that is going to change us. You know, all of a sudden, I am ready. My strength is ready. Now, I am confident again to speak. And then I suddenly looked for my SOD, LG mates, no? So, nandito ba kayo? So, kamusta? May load ga ba? Yung kachina ko, may mga load sila. So, parang suddenly, I had this new strength for ministry. And, yon. And that is, no, parang after that experience of God's love, parang may bago kang confidence, may bago kang strength, no? Parang gusto mong sumigaw, COVID-19, bring it on! Parang ganun yung effect sa'yo. Pag na-experience mo yung love ni God, no? Parang bigla kang parang, sino ba yung mga Superman? Parang si Popeye, no? Kumain ng spinach, ganun. And, amen. Ano daw? Parang si Mark. Mga kasama po ako dito. And number three is we are to discover and to be reminded that His love is steadfast, that it is constant, it is consistent, it stays the same. Amen? It doesn't change, no? Pre-ECQ, ECQ, COVID, post-COVID, whatever. It doesn't change. It doesn't it doesn't even change kahit anong condition natin, whether we're on fire or whether we're not on fire. You know, kahit na, di ba, roller coaster tayo, kahit tayo mag roller coaster, si Lord, yung love niya, it's steadfast. Okay, in 2 Chronicles 6:14, sabi doon, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or in earth, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Amen. Sabi, showing, hindi lang si Lord sinabi niya, oh, steadfast yung love ko. Sabi niya, I'm showing you. No, He's showing His steadfast love. It's sabi doon, keeping covenant. Why is God's love steadfast? It's because He has bounded Himself into a covenant. He is covenanted to us. Amen. I think covenant is a whole new other topic. No, ang hirap yon. We need another 2 hours or more to talk about God's covenant. You know, but yun nga eh, His love is constant and steadfast. Kahit ano ka pa, no, kahit anong condition mo. Sometimes kasi we feel na hindi tayo masyadong maraming mga bagay na nagagawa, no, or nagagawa for Lord, hindi tayo masyadong nakakapag-serve, na yung love niya sa atin lesser, no? Or alam mo yon, may nag-change yung Lord based on our works or based on our performance, no? So let me tell you this, don't give yourself too much credit. You cannot, you know, move the steadfast of God. No, you cannot move it an inch. Hindi mo mababago, no, a single centimeter kung gaano ka steadfast, no? Gaano kalapit yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon. Amen? That is despite of us. That is beyond us. Amen? That is beyond, you know, what we can do and how well we perform. Amen? In Psalm 36, verse 7, sabi doon, how precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. And in John 15, verse 9, you know, actually, when you search the Word of God, you know, ang daming verse about His steadfast love. No. John 15, verse 9, sabi doon, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide my love. Graves, it really, this verse, you know, is amazing. Because Jesus said that, just as the Father have loved me, so I have loved you. So, the same love that God has for Jesus. And who is Jesus? He is the only Son. And not just the only Son, He is a perfect Son. Right? So, no, we are yet, you know, to have our own children. Amen. No, but I am sure those parents, no, can know, no, kung makulit yung anak mo, mahal mo pa rin eh, di ba? But imagine, si Jesus, di ba? He is the only Son, and He is the perfect Son. God loves Him so much. And sabi niya, and so I have loved you. No? So, abide in my love. And what does it mean? The same love of a perfect Son is the same love that Jesus has for us. Amen. It is beyond our failures. It is beyond our mistakes. It is beyond our weaknesses. No, He always sees us. His perfect love is always there. Amen. Amen. Now I want to end this with this story. No, when I was 6 years old, no, I remember na kasama ko yung mommy ko tsaka yung ate ko sa SM, no. And naniningin kami doon. Tapos hindi ko alam kung gaano katagal, I felt that there is somebody. Kala ko yung mommy ko, yung kasama ko. Tapos only to find, nung pagtingin ko dun sa babaeng katabi ko, hindi na pala siya yung mommy ko. No, kasi nagtitingin ako ng mga shoes, ganyan. And then, the moment that I found out that hindi yung mom ko, yung kasama ko, tsaka yung stranger yung kasama ko, I felt so terrified. No, not because takot ako sa SM, pero takot ako dun sa fact na hindi ko kilala yung mga kasama ko, and that I was alone, and I was left alone. And then I started to cry, no? Umiyak ako ng malakas na nag-cause siya ng commotion, syempre. May batang nawawala. No, so after some time, may lumapit na I think sales lady, no, or hindi ko alam kung head siya or manager siya, na kinuha ako. Tapos, idadali na ko sa customer service. And so yung pababa kami sa customer service, no, sa escalator, nakita ko yung mommy ko, tsaka yung ate ko, nandun sila sa customer service. So they were looking for me. And I ran, iniwan ko yung sales lady. Tapos tumakbo ako sa mommy ko. And I was okay. Right? So pero I can remember that feeling, no? It's terrifying, no? When you are a 6 year old and you realize that you are left alone and you are in somebody or with people that are unfamiliar. And yun, so maybe we are in a situation right now that we've never been before. Maybe we are, no, I believe all of us are not familiar, no, with this crisis, no, global economic, no, political, social, no, all over the world ganyan may mga social injustice, no, and we feel lost. And you know, it could be, whether we admit it or not, it could be slightly or very terrifying for us in the inside, right? And you know, we are terrified with the unknown, right? No, but right now, no, all we need to know, all we need to get is that assurance. Ako nung nakita ko na nandun yung mom ko waiting for me at hindi niya ako iniwanan, nandyan siya kasama yung ate ko, that gave me assurance, and suddenly I'm okay. No, suddenly, you know, parang everything, all the terror is gone. Amen. So we need to have that assurance and to feel that security that God is here with us. His love for us, it did not change. It's still the same. Amen. Amen. So more than ever, we need to feel and be filled with God's love, that it would saturate us and that it will be the only thing that matters. Amen. Okay. And I just want to close with Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loves us. Let's pray. Lord, right now, Lord God, we just come before You, Lord God, and we want to run to You, Lord God. Lord, won't You forgive us, Lord God? Lord, if we have been consumed of the worries of the news, Lord, of the negative things, Lord God, Lord, You forgive us if we have allowed these things, oh God, to erase our memory of how much You love us. Forgive us, Lord God, if we have doubted Your love. In Jesus' name, and right now, Lord God, Lord, we start to break all the lies, oh God, every thought of condemnation, Lord God, we break it and we cast it right now. Lord, every thought that You are far, every thought that You are not listening, every thought, Lord God, Lord, that this crisis is more powerful. Lord, we break that, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, let Your truth, Lord God, reign over our hearts and our minds, oh God, in Jesus' name. And right now, Lord God, we ask, Lord, to everyone, every family, every person, Lord God, in their homes right now, won't You, Lord God, give us that experience again of Your love? I pray, Lord, for Your manifest presence, oh God, to be felt in every home. Won't You touch each one with Your presence? Won't You touch each one with Your love, Lord God? In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, right now, let's just spend this time with the Lord. Let this be a time between You and the Lord. In Jesus' name.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. Hear Your invitation to let it all go. Laying it down, I know that I need to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, the reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your Son for redemption, the price for my heart. And I don't have a context for that kind of love. I can't comprehend. All I know is I need You. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again. love this rushed deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out just as I am. You pull me in, and I know I need you now. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I run to the Father.
Always run to God. We can always run to the Father. And you know, I'd like just to ask if this is your first time and you haven't really experienced that kind of love. You don't know. You just know, you've heard, but you've really not experienced it. I'd like to give this invitation right now to come to the Lord, to accept Him, to accept His love. To surrender your life to Him. To surrender your life to Him. You know, Jesus Christ died for each one of us so that we can experience this unshakable, steadfast, overwhelming love, unconditional love from God. And He said in His Word, all we need to do, you know, God so loved the world that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life with Him. Amen. So if you are that person that you have not really fully surrendered or fully given your life to God, you know, today this invitation is open for you. And if you are that person, all you have to do is to say this prayer from your heart. Or if you have, you know, given your life to the Lord but you feel so lost, you know, like that prodigal son, you have been away. No, the Lord is inviting you to experience His love again, to come back home, to come back to His presence again. No, you, if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, also pray this prayer with me. So let's pray. Just follow me in this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your life that You have given for me to pay for all my sins. Right now, Lord, we ask for Your forgiveness and Your grace and mercy. And today, God, I surrender my life to You. I surrender my heart to You. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. I allow me, Lord God, to experience that love that comes only from You. In Jesus' name. Now, if you pray that prayer, let me pray for you, Lord. To those who pray that prayer, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that You would speak to them, Lord, that You will meet them, Lord God. Lord, that they will encounter You, Lord God, wherever they are, that they would feel Your presence, they will hear You, they would really feel Your tangible and manifest presence, oh God. That You will overwhelm them with Your love, oh God. In Jesus' name, that they will come to know and discover this wonderful love that You have for us in Christ. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You, Lord God. We bless Your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app. Or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.